Okay, we are picking up the Gemara Kuf Lamed Gimel Aleph. We are four lines from the top of Kuf Lamed Gimel Aleph. The words of Amar Mar. So, quoting before what we said, Basar, the lashon of Basar, the Yomo Basar Laso, Afal Bishiyisham Baharis Yimo. That we learned before that even if there's a Baharis and the guy is a Tsaras, he's Mitzoras, he's not allowed to cut it off, but still for the purposes of Bris Mila, you would still do it. Divrei Rav Yoshe, that's what Rav Yoshe says. And the Gemara says, Halama Lekra, Devershim Eskavenu, but Devershim Eskavenu Mutter. The Gemara says, wait a second. Why do I need to come onto a Pasuk to tell me that this should be Mutter? This is a Devershim Eskaven. What do I want to do? I want to do Bris Mila. What happens if I'm doing Bris Mila? Memela, it just happens to be that I'm cutting off the skin of the Mitzorah of the Beharis. I'm cutting off the part that was infected. So that's not what I'm Mechaven for. I don't want to do Bris Mila, so I'm not Mechaven to anything. So the Gemara says, Amar Bayad, you're right. This Pasuk was only needed for Rabbi Yehuda, as we know, there's Behemas Machlokas that we've seen many times in this Pesachta. Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shem Miskaven is Aser. So we see over here, by the way, clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds it as an Iser Dereisa, because if the Drusha is coming to tell you that this is Mutter, that means Mid Dereisa, it's normally going to be Aser Davar Shem Miskaven, and only with the Drusha does it tell me that this specific case of Mila is going to become Mutter. So because again, Rabbi Yehuda flashes out, Davar Amar Davar Shem Miskaven, that normally he holds Davar Shem Miskaven is Aser in contrast to the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Where it says, Rav Amar, no, you don't have to say that. Feel it, Rabbi Shimon. We could even assume that Rabbi Yoshe is going to go Aliba to Rabbi Shimon as well. It's going to be according to Rabbi Shimon, and he's going to explain Moder Rabbi Shimon Pesik Reisha Velo Yamos. Rabbi Shimon is going to agree when something is Vada going to happen. Something's 100%. Even though I wasn't miskaven for that, that would still be Aser. So since it's still going to be Aser, I need a pasuk to tell me that this case should be Mutter, and it's not an issue of Davar Shem Miskaven. Rather, it's an issue of Pesik Reisha where something is definitely going to happen. If something definitely happened, Rabbi Shimon also would say that it's Aser. Not only that, just like we saw Rabbi Yehuda, that would be Dereisa. Since you need a Drusha to tell me that this is now going to be Mutter, that specifically by Mila Bitzaras, that even though I am Mechavin for something else, it normally would be an Isser Daraisa, and the Pasuk of Bisar Alos is coming to tell you that's going to be Mutter. So what do we see? That a Psik Risha is an Isser Daraisa. In fact, that's how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam tells you that, and it seems like Tosos like that also. It seems beferish from this Gemara that that would be the case. The Rambam Shimon holds that a Psik Risha, even though it's not your intended result, if you know it's going to happen, that would still be an Isser Daraisa. Rabbi Yosher just explains that we view it as if it's your kavana, we view it as if your kavana. If you know something inevitably is going to happen, even though it really isn't your main thought, but still we view it as if it's because you know what's happening that is your kavana, and therefore it's davar shem miskaven, and therefore going to be asur midoraisa. The Gemara now asks, wait a second, Abaye leisli haisfar, but what Abaye originally said is aliba Rabbi Yehuda. He's not going to hold that Rabbi Shimon would agree. V'ha Abaye v'Rava davar tavaye moder Shimon psik reisha v'lemas. Abaye and Rava both agree. Abaye agreed as well that if something is inevitably going to happen, you are going to be chayev according to Rabbi Shimon as well, and it's going to be asur to do on Shabbos. The Gemara says, and after Abaye heard this Shita of Rava that explained that if something is inevitably going to happen, 100% going to happen based on your actions, then Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's Aser. So then Abaye went back and retracted and then explained it like Rava as well. The Gemara says, Iknamas Abaye Rava Had. Some explained that the following teaching, it was on the following Lashon of this back and forth. So the Pasuk says that you should be careful with the Neg of Tzaras, to be very careful. So the Gemara says, La'asos, what's Lashon La'asos? You could say, Shamar Megal Meod, why don't you do La'asos? Iata Oseh, that intentionally cutting off of a Harris La'asos, to actually actively intentionally do it, is going to be Aser. However, of Oseh Tabasavi Shal Begabrava, Mut Shal Begabik Seifa, Vimavra Ava, that if I want to intentionally put something on my foot, if I'm walking normally, or I'm putting a pole on my shoulder and I know, and I'm rubbing it occasionally, and then if the Harris is going to come off, that is not an issue. That is, you're allowed to do these normal activities and pulling things tight, even if you think it might happen, since it's going to be only, not necessarily going to happen. We'll see exactly what the Gemara is going to handle, why this is Mutter. The Gemara says, V'ha Lamali Krav, why do I need to tell me this? Davar Shem Miskavenu, there's Gavin Mutter. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? If I'm just putting a pole on my shoulder, and the other way, the shoe with the foot, even if it's tight, at the end of the day, if it's not necessarily going to happen, it's going to be Davar Shem Miskavenu. Davar Shem Miskavenu is unintentional. Something that's unintentional is Mutter, if it's not necessarily going to happen, as we've learned many times also. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, L'nitzucha el Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Davar Shem Miskavenu. So Abaye answered that this also was only for Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Shimon would say that this is Mutter, because you're putting the pole on, it's not necessarily going to happen, and Rabbi Shimon holds that would be a Davar Shem Miskavenu. That's classic Davar Shem Miskavenu. It's going to be Mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. So it must be that this was a coming Rabbi Yoshe was coming to teach you, this drasha rather, is going to teach you that it was Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Where answers now, Rav, this is a different explanation. Rav Amar, Filatim Rav Shimon, Modir Rav Shimon, Psik Reisha V'lemas. Apparently, this wasn't something that was only maybe going to happen. This is something that was Vada going to happen. If something was 100% going to happen, Rav says that Pasha is going to be Asra or according to Rav Shimon also. So therefore, I need the Pasuk to tell me that when it comes to the Lashon of of the Mila over here, Betzaras, that if I want to, not Mila Betzaras, over here, when it came to the doing these two actions, so these two actions are going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, wait a second, why would Abaye not answer like Rav? It's possible that this is what the Pasuk is coming to teach you, because Abaye should go like Rav Shimon, that would agree, that Rav Shimon would agree in this circumstance, it's going to be usher, because it's inevitably going to happen. If it's inevitably going to happen, it's going to be usher. So more answers, Lavasa Shami Rav Savara. So this explanation is the same, it's just on a different brisa, that Abaye also came back and said like Rava, that he explained the brisa as well, he agreed to Rava as well. The Gemara now says, what was Abaye's original, what did he do with the original drasha though? Abaye, what did he do originally? Aliba Reb Shimon had Basar Maiva, what did he originally do according to Reb Shimon when he originally assumed that Reb Shimon would agree that a Davar She'enu Miskavin, if it's going to be 100%, that's your not intention, is going to be mutter. So the Gemara, what was he going to do with the drasha? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papram, Ba'omer, Lakotz Barto Hu Miskavin, that if the guy says, and Idavka is doing it to cut off the Baharis. He's saying, oh, I want to do Bris Mila, but I also really want to get rid of this Baharis. So since I really want to get rid of this Baharis also. So since I also want to do that, it's not a Davar She'enu Miskavin. You're Mechavin. You want that to happen. If I want it to happen, it's by definition not a Davar She'enu Miskavin. That's Agav, one of the major issues with the kosher switch. Unkosher switch, according to thought of Poskim, Rav Shechter, many Gedolim. Now, until many Poskim are against this, the kosher switch, but basically it does a grammar, and I'm not going to hold anybody how it gets on, but the whole, one of the main, a lot of the times is, it's not Davar She'enu Miskavin. You are Mechavin. You want the light to turn on. It doesn't matter that it's not going to inevitably happen right away when your first turn of the switch, but eventually you know it's going to happen, and you want it to happen. So if you want it to happen, it's clear that since with this Gemara, that'd be in a Chanem, that's not the getter of Davar She'enu Miskavin. Gemara, by the way, says, Tenach Gadol. But this I get for a Gadol because he has intentions. He knows what he's doing. The Lashon of Bisar, right? We saw this yesterday, that by a Katan, Ben Shmonas Yamim, and by a Gadol, both those cases had the Lashon of Bisar. So what about a Katan? He doesn't have any Das. So what is it, what's the Lashon of that he wants it to happen? How's that going to happen by him? That the father of the child who's cutting it off says, oh, this looks really bad on him. I want to cut off this Tzara. So if he has Kavanah for that while he's cutting off the Mila, then that's not a Davar She'enu Miskavin. That's what this Pasuk was coming. Again, an initial understanding of Abaye. The Gemara says, but wait a second, but if there's another person who can do it, there's another Moel, so let the other person do it, and then that would not necessarily be a problem. So what would then because we don't have the issue of the person, the father who has his intentions anymore. So Rashi just points out the father should not be there, Dafka. So this is a very interesting thing because the Achronim bring down, the Shach has a famous Shita, he quotes the Rush, that when it comes to Bris Mila Dafka, we don't say Shluchu Shalom to Kamosu. We don't say it, and if a person is able to do the Mila, he's a Mohel, he should not give the Kibbut to anyone else, and if he does, it's a Shaila whether he's really Mekayim the Mitzvah as much. Only really if you're not able to do the Mila, that's when we have the Mohel, because it's not the classic example of Shluchu Shalom Kamosu. However, over here, the Achronim ask a Kasha on the Shach, because this Gemara says that you're allowed to give it to someone else to do it. How would it be that you're allowed to appoint, the father is allowed to appoint someone else, if the halacha would be that it's as if he's not really doing it? If he's not really doing it, he's not having kavanah to do it, that'd be way worse. The father's not even doing the Mila. How could he appoint someone else? So if they didn't want to bring a raya, this Gemara, against this sheet of the Shach quoting the Rush over here. Is there an interesting sheet? Okay, there are ways to get out of it, basically. But there's ways to get out of it. By the way, the Gemara says now. So, and one more hara, by the way, is that, from this also, Rashi seems to be also the fact that the Shluch Adam Kamosu, Rashi's Lashon, is that the father shouldn't come to the Bris Mila. Why shouldn't the father be there? Sounds like Rashi is assuming that we say Shluch Adam Kamosu, and even if you're doing it Al Das Ta'av, when the father's there, that would be problematic. The Gemara continues now. Demar Shem Elakesh, Kol Makom Shata Motze Aseh V'lo Saseh, Ima Tayachol L'Kayim Shnei Amut, Avim Lav, Yavo Aseh V'yidche Lo Saseh. That when you have Eseh Doche Lo Saseh here, by Mila Betaras, when you can avoid not doing the Lav, then you should avoid not doing the Lav as much as possible. So too over here, when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, so if you can cut off the tzaras in a way that would not violation, so thereby hiring someone else, then you really should. Because if you have someone else doing the Mila, he doesn't have his kavanah that he wants the tzaras to go away, so then it's Davar She'enu Miskavin for him, so then he should have another mohel. So the Gemara answers, you're right, the like Acha, that this drasha really must be where there's no other person, meaning that the father can hire someone else, there's no other mohel, and the father does want to get rid of the Mila, and since the father wants to get rid of the Mila, he's allowed to. That's the lichidush of the pasuk Aliba, the Havamina of Abaye, when he wanted to originally say that. Rav Leshov has a fascinating Indeed, based on this, that we see clearly that Eseh Doche Lo Saseh is a general concept that's Dechuya. So maybe over here, what about the following question? He says, it was a Maaseh Shehaya, that what happens if a guy holds 2 days of Yantif? Apparently it happened that there was a person in Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutzlar, so a guy from America comes and he's a Moel, and he holds 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, because for him it's Yom Tov Sheni, because he's going back to America. So he's a Moel, and there's a bris mila on second of Yom Tov for him. Is he allowed to do the mila, or you have to say that there should be a chiyuv for the Ben Eretz Yisrael? There's plenty of Moelim who are Israeli, so have them do the mila. Why should this guy who's doing Yom Tov be allowed to do the bris mila? So Rav Elashev points out that maybe by Yom Tov, it's fundamentally by Yom Tov and Shabbos, it's going to be Hutra. It's not going to be Dechuya, because Yom Tov and Shabbos sounds like it's not lav at all. It's totally mutter, in which case, even if the guy has Yom Tov and someone else is not Yom Tov, l'chora, it should still be allowed for the Mel to do it. Fascinating question. The Gemara says, Amar Amar, continues the Gemara now. Yom Tov ena docha el bezmana bilvad. So the Gemara says that when it comes to Yom Tov, it's only going to be bezmana as well. Minan amile, we can't learn out from Shabbos because Shabbos is more chomer. So where do we know? Why don't we say esed docha los hasei for the lashon by for Yom Tov that we should assume? Even Shalom Bezmana should be doche Yantiv. The Gemara says Amar Cheskel v'chentan avitz Cheskel Markra lo sirim manu ad boker she'ain tal. So the Gemara says we have a pasuk that says v'lo sirim ad boker v'nos manu ad boker based Yisrof. Why does it say boker 2 times? So the fact that the Gemara says now she'ain tal malomer ad boker, because we already said, I already know that you can't leave out ad boker, because it said originally v'lo sirim ad boker, don't leave it over to the morning, and then what's left over the morning you should burn. I obviously know that you should burn whatever is left in the morning. You just told me don't leave it over to the morning. So the second ad boker is a riboy, is an extra verse, extra lashono. So what are you going to do with this ad boker? Ba'kosav liten la boker sheni l'sreif fasa. So the Torah is coming to give you a second morning, meaning the first morning of Chol HaMoed dafka to do it. So we learn from here, Rashi just points out, so therefore we're telling you that no sir, you're not allowed to burn the korban that you did, because you did the korban, when was the korban brought? On your dalid. When was Yantiv? It's Tesvav. So since it's Chol, for this purpose, you don't do the burning of the korban when it's left over, even though the korban is something you need to be burned, but you can't do it on Yantiv because it was only a korban on Erev Yantiv. So too, when it comes to Mila Shalom Bezmana, since it's a korban, it's Ki'ilu view like a korban, that it was done, the day was already before Yantiv, so now comes Yantiv and you should really be taking care of it, but it already was allowed to be done before. That's ki'ilu. It's like chol Rashi's lashon is, and therefore I don't do a mila shalom bezmana on Yantiv. Now Abaye quotes a different source. Abaye Makra Olas Shabbos b'Shabbos, v'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos, v'lo Chol b'Yantiv. It says Olas Shabbos b'Shabbos. You bring the offering of a korban on its Shabbos. This implies that you don't bring a weekday offering. You're not allowed to bring any other korban. Only a korban tzibur of Shabbos on Shabbos, and not Olas Chol b'Yantiv, and also not Olas Chol on Yantiv as well. And we're learning that mila is considered like chol for this regards as well. So there, mila is not allowed to be done mila shalom bezmana on Yantiv. Again, milas banana plus you're allowed to. The Gemara says, "Rav Amar Kara, who levadu asalachem." We have who levadu asalachem, who for the machshirin, that you're not allowed to, when it comes to doing the malacha of cooking and preparing food for yomtiv, you're allowed to do that. However, you're not allowed to do the machshirin, the earlier, right, the preparatory stages of mila. You're not allowed to prepare anything for that. Meaning, you can't prepare a knife or things like that. Levado v'lo mila v'lo shelo bezman. And levado is teaching you that you should not do a mila shelo bezman. The asim a kavachomer, which was, we could have had a kavachomer. You need the pasuk to come to tell you that we don't darish the kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? That's what we saw in the previous staff. That you would have learned that it should be doche. Mila shelo bezman should be doche yantiv. Why? Because we have the kavachomer that tzaras is greater than avoda, and mila shelo bezman is doche tzaras. So then we should assume that mila shelo bezman, which is greater than those two things, should be doche yantiv as well. Therefore, we learn the pasuk of we're telling you the lashon of levado to tell me lo bezman. That's what Rava wants to tell you. Ravashi Amar Shabbason, another source for this. Ravashi is Shabbason, which teaches you asehu, which is a mitzvah asei. Ve'avile yom tov asei velos asei. But the meaning Shabbason teaches you there's a mitzvah asei attached to the mitzvah of yantiv. So it's not just a lav to violate yantiv, there's a mitzvah to keep yantiv. So since I have a mitzvah asei and a mitzvah los asei, have we an asei docha los asei v'asei, there's no havamina to assume that mila should get rid of a asei and a los asei of yantiv, because you have two. It's 2 versus 1. Simple math is that the yantiv should win. Now the Gemara continues. Now Gemara says, according to the Mishnah, Kalam Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that any malacha that was able to be performed before Shabbos should be done before Shabbos, and anything that has to be performed on Shabbos, like the mila itself, is allowed to be done on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Merav Alacha Rabbi Kiva. We follow Rabbi Kiva. Utznan Amigavi Pesach Kira Gavi. We say the same thing when it comes to the Korban Pesach. What does it say about Korban Pesach? Kalam Rabbi Kiva. Kol malacha she'esal asos be'erev Shabbos. Any malacha that can be done in context of like when it comes to bringing the Korban Pesach, like carrying it, Rishus Harabim, you're not allowed to carry on Yantiv. On Shabbos rather. If Korban Pesach, if the Pesach was on, falls on Shabbos, which happens sometimes, so then you're not allowed, even Bizvan is that you're not allowed to bring, you're not allowed to do any malacha that could have been done beforehand. In a docha Shabbos, it's not going to be docha Shchita she'esh al asur be'erev Shabbos, but you have to, if the 14th is going to fall out on Shabbos itself, then you would be able to do the Shchita on Shabbos as well. Docha Shabbos, it's going to override Shabbos. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav, halacha Rabbi Akiva. The halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav, Rav is saying that halacha seems like now is following following Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So Tosfos asked that question. Whenever we have the concept that's on Kachim, the Gemara will ask, Hilchos LaMashiach, this is only for the Mashiach, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Right now it's not. It sounds like Rav was talking about right now. So Tosfos give an answer that really, it was really to strengthen the Psak, Gabi Mila. So Rabbi Yashar just points out from this Tosfos, it's clear that Tosfos held that there is no Tziur which you could bring a Korban Pesach is Manazeh. Because if they did, Rav would seemingly be Poshet, which is saying that you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach Manazeh. So we need to know the Lachas when Pesach is going to fall out on Shabbos. This is a famous Machlokas, the famous Shiva's Binyan Tzion. Why is it called Binyan Tzion? Because the very first Shiva was about Binyan Tzion, about, I think it was in the time of the Turkish government, the Ottoman Empire, that they were going to bribe them and have them move the Alaska Mosque and move it off of Harbias, and they were going to make to people allowed to be Makrav Korbanos. So he has whole tshuva about what circumstances and how it's allowed to be to bring the Korbanos bizman hazeh. So that's a big shayla if that's possible to bring it. According to Tosfos, Rav Yashar points out over here, it seems clear that you would have no tzur bizman hazeh until the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. Until we have the third Beis HaMikdash, you would be no tzur where you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. Either way, the Gemara continues, it's tzricha. So we need the lashon of Rav Yehuda to tell you both cases, the halacha is going to follow Rabbi Kiva, both in regards to Pesach and both in regards to Mila, because diashmin and gabi Mila, if I tell you the halacha when it comes to Mila, that there you could have done it before Shabbos because Deleika Karis. When it comes to Bris Mila, there's no Isra Karis. The Isra Karis is only 13 years later on the Gadol when he does it. But there's no Isra Karis on the father. So there's no Karis of a Pesach to Ika Karis. If Pesach, you don't do the Korban Pesach of Bismana, you're going to be Chayav Karis on the guy himself. Emelit Chosabbos, I would have said that maybe even the Machshirin, even the earlier stages, the preparational stages, is going to override Shabbos. So that is why I have to teach you the Lachas by Pesach. Yeshman and Pesach, let's say I only mention Pesach and I'll learn, let's say I would know then Mimela about Mila as well. You can't, because Mishum de Nechorel, there is not 13 different priests mentioned by Avraham Avinu, that the special different priests, the covenants, the special things over there, priests that made Akash Baruch made with us, does not exist by Korban Pesach. Well, Mila, the Nechorel, when it comes to Pesach, you don't have this, and by Mila you do. So I couldn't have that, therefore I need Rav Yehuda to tell me Allah follows Rabbi Akiva, both in regards to Korban Pesach and both in regards to Mila. Now the Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah, Osin Kol Terecha Mila B'Shabbos. You're allowed to perform all of the necessities, anything you need to do for the Bris Mila on Shabbos, Molin, Aporin, and Matotzin. So you let the Mila part is generally called the first stage. The first stage is called the Mila, is actual act of getting rid of the foreskin, and then there's an underlayer under that in which is called the Priya. Is you take the foreskin that's even under that membrane, and not Sirsha Matzia so much, but then you do that second underlayer apparently. And after that, you're going to draw the blood, you're going to do Matzitza, Pashas, Pepe, and you're going to do it with your mouth. That's a whole Shaila later on. We'll get to that tomorrow. But the Gemara does not beferish Mashma like that, but that's clear from Rashi and other sources that was the original Mina. Venosin Alea Isbalonis Vichamun, and you could place a bandage on it, some sort of other object similar to that on the baby. In lo shachag be'er Shabbos, however, if you didn't crush it, this kumen on Er Shabbos, lo shbishna v'nosen. So you can chew it, because normally there's an iser potential deraisa of tochin. So this is normally going to be aser. However, doing it in this case of a kolish yesh posakana, you're allowed to do it as much as possible. Tosfos to point out that you're allowed, when you, why can't you just do it if it's a kolish yesh posakana? Let's do it in the normal way. No, that you should try, this is where we see that docha as much as possible to try to avoid doing the derech as much as possible to do the normal way of violating Shabbos, even for a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Im lo taref yayin erev Shabbos, and also if you didn't mix wine and oil before Shabbos, you nasi zebe atzma vezebe matzma, each ingredient should be placed by itself and not mix of enos and chalik l'chadchila. Also, you shouldn't wrap this a bandage over the bris part area as well on Shabbos. If a korach leah smart tooth, however, you're allowed to wrap a piece of cloth around it. Im lo iskim erev Shabbos, but ever you didn't prepare the wrap, the cloth rather on erev Shabbos, korach atzbel maybe you could wrap it around his finger and could bring it. Vafilu mechatzar acheris, you didn't want to do this from another courtyard, because if you do that, this would be only an iser derabban. And pashas, if you want to carry, would be usher. And if you're not able to carry before, and pashas, you shouldn't do the mila. And only if you did the mila, now you have a cholish shishposanak. Obviously, in that circumstance, you would be allowed to carry. Now the gemara continues, michti. So the Tanner already is telling you all of the Mila procedures. We already know about all of them. So why is the Lashon of Kotzer Chemila Latu Yemai? So then why is the Mishnah need to go out of its way to then mention all of the cases needed to do the Bris Mila? So meaning, I already know that all the cases that are necessary to do on Shabbos is going to be included. So what's the Lashon of Kol Tzarchei Mila, anything that needs to be done for the Mila? I know that already. The Gemara says, Latui Adusanavana. So it's much including another case, which is mentioned in the Braisa, that Hamal, someone who's going to be Mal on Shabbos and notices that the foreskin hadn't completely been removed, Kol Zmanchu Osek B'Mila. As long as he is engaging in the Mila still, Choser Bein Al Tzitzin Makvinis Mila, Bein Al Tzitzin Shein Makvinis Mila. He's allowed to return to the, it literally means the shreds that are, again, that they're going to be ruining the Mila. So if you don't have these, if you don't have, so then you would go back to the ones that are Ma'akiv the Mila, even the ones that are not Ma'akiv Mila, they don't hold back. That if you didn't do it, you're still going to be Yotz the Mila. However, because you're still in the process of doing the Bris Mila, Rashi points out, since you're process of doing the Bris Mila, that is overriding Shabbos, so then it's going to be mutter to take rid of these shreds that are apparently on the side of the actual foreskin. Again, I don't know the Metzia so much of the Bris Mila, but these Tzitzin are, there's different levels, the ones that are Ma'akiv the Mila, that you're not even Yotz the Bris Mila if you didn't do them, and take them off, and there are going to be ones that if you didn't do them, it's okay b'diavad. However, Pirish, once you'll finish the act of Mila, Alatina Ma'akvin Alamila Choser. So then the ones that are Ma'akiv the Mila, so you're not going to be Yotze, you would go back to do them. Altitzin Ma'akvin Zamila, Eno Choser. However, the ones that are not Ma'akiv the Mila, that you're Yotze B'Yavid, it's okay now that if you didn't do them, you do not go back and do it. So the Pashas, this Gemara is talking about Shabbos. However, the Rambam famously extended this din to the weekday as well. He said that you shouldn't go back and do the Tzitzin She'ina Ma'akvin if it was done even during the weekday. So Shaila is why. So there's a famous Beis Halevi. This is really important because he develops a tremendous yisod, which is discussed many later achronim. The Beis Halevi basically says that we're going to see that the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin is part of the hiddur mitzvah. It's part of hiddur mitzvah. It's to make the beautify the mitzvah that you take off the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin as well. That's part of hiddur mitzvah. So Beis Halevi develops based on this Rambam that says even during the weekday you don't go back is because there's hiddur mitzvah is only part and parcel of the mitzvah. Once I finish the mitzvah, there's no longer a concept of doing hiddur mitzvah at all. So there's no concept of doing hiddur mitzvah at all, and then independent of the mitzvah itself. That only when I'm doing the mitzvah, I should make it beautiful, and if I finish the mitzvah, there's no aspect of then doing alone the hiddur mitzvah. And this is one of the examples you bring, and there's a famous story with Reb Chaim that everyone talks about after that, is that if you have two esrogs, one is beautiful, a really nice esrog, but it's safek kasher, and one is vadai kasher, but it's only bedieved, it's a very shvach esrog, but it's kasher bedieved, you know it's kasher. So which one should you take? So Reb Chaim famously said, and make the bracha, and Reb Chaim famously said, you take the first one that's safek kasher. Because if I take the one that's vadei kasher that was bedieved, I've already been yotze the mitzvah, and then I haven't really done anything when I've taken the second esrog. That's based on this Beis Halevi. That's this famous concept. And one more thing that the Bris Karav took this even further. He said beautifully that that's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramah. The Rambam writes that the concept of ner ishabeso is that you have one person lighting for the all 8 nights in the household. The Ramah extends that every single person is allowed to light in their household every single night. So the Bris Karav explains that based on this concept of the Beis Halevi, that this explains why the Rambam holds, it doesn't hold that every single person should do it himself. Because if every single person was doing it himself, once the first guy did the Hanukkah candles, that already is Yotze, the concept of Hiddur. So that to do a more of a Hiddur, every single person doing their own individual Hiddur, when the mitzvah is already over from the first guy, there's no longer that concept anymore. It's not existent. So since it's not existent, you don't do it anymore. A beautiful concept, this is a very famous idea in the yeshivas, they talk about this a lot, so I figured I have to mention it here based on this Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. So again, that you don't go back for the same amount. The Gemara wants to know, who is the Tana that says this idea that once the Moel had finished the process, you don't go back and do the shreds that are the betzitz and shein ma'akvin. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Chana, the Gemara wants to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Shmuel, but not Rabbi Menokehi. It's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, the son of that he says, Arbaster Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, you have the fourth day of Nisan, which falls on Shabbos, Mashit HaPesach Arachazet. One is allowed to only skin the Korban Pesach as far as the breast, and you don't skin any more than that. Divrei Bishmol Ben Rabbi Yochanan, that is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim Ben where the Chachamim and say the whole thing. So the Gemara wants to tie it right now. The Bishlam of Roko says that you only go as far as the Chazay and not anymore. That we see it as a different, distinct act. Once you're doing something separate, you would have to stop and not do it anymore. The Gemara says, how can you prove it from that case of the Korban Pesach? You don't have the concept of beautifying the mitzvah. You don't have the concept of beautifying the mitzvah when it comes to Zekeli of Arveyu for the Korban Pesach, as opposed to over here, Avalacha, but independent Zekeli Veil, Achanami, but here where you do have Zekeli and Veil to beautify the mitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, so then you should obviously need and be allowed to, would agree that you would be allowed to go back and do the Tzitzit Shin Ma'akvin when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila. The Sanyas, another basis according to support for the general concept of Zekel and Veil, Zekel and Veil, that this is my God and I'm going to beautify him, which tells us the Halacha to beautify the mitzvahs. Hisnoi lefan of mitzvahs, beautify oneself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mitzvahs. So the Bris Karav has a famous concept that there's a two dinim in Zekel Veil. The first one is actually to have physically nice, beautiful, as we're going to see, mitzvahs be done nicely. And the second one is to do it in the best possible way. And he brings an example of that, like Rashi in Arvei Pesachim quotes that a person shouldn't eat a lot of matzah, a lot of food in Erev Pesach, so that he comes into this Leil Seder and he's able to eat matzah b'teyavon. And that's hiddur mitzvah, Rashi's lashon is. What's hiddur mitzvah about that? That when you're doing the mitzvah in the most complete way, that you're hungry and you're eating it in a way which you're enjoying it, that is zekelavio. Doing it in the most proper way is also beautifying the mitzvah. So the Gemara continues now. Eslofan of sukkah. So make for yourself a beautiful sukkah. That's why we try to have a beautiful sukkah with nice paintings, posters, whatever you can make the sukkah beautiful. V'luvna v'shofar naya, and make a beautiful lulav and a beautiful shofar. V'tzitzis naya v'toras naya. Our lashon is tzitzis over here. It's interesting. Some have the gears of a talis, that the actual beged should be very nice. Rav Yosha points out that lechora the difference would be bezman gemar versus now. Bezman gemar they used to wear four corner garments, like that was their normal garment. So no one would tell you to go buy expensive clothing because that now is part of your nice garment. But now it, so therefore it must be that the tzitzis itself, the actual strings, should have been mehuda. But nowadays that we specifically have a beged that's miyucha, that's four kanfas, because we don't have begadim that have four corners. So then for us, the actual talis itself, the actual beged, should be beautiful. That's why the chassidim have the very nice atara on their talisim. However, the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is against it. The literature posts are against it because it's not the ikar. People are going to think that the ikar is the silver you're having. No, it's really the tzitzis itself is the ikar. But either way, everyone agrees that you should have a beautiful beged. I think for that reason, he switches his beged every few months for a talis to make sure it's very nice. People have their 10-year-old talis. It looks like terrible. You should switch your talis. I think Rosh Hashanah also spoke at this a lot. You should switch your talis often to make sure it's very nice. Either way, and you should also have a beautiful Torah scroll. Because of Lishma B'Dil B'Nai, and also you should write the Torah saying Lishma, and it should be for the sake and beautiful ink. There's a shiloh, don't you always need Lishma? Okay, why is that part of Keter Mitzvah? I don't have time to get onto that. But Kulmos Naya, Belather Roman, you should have a beautiful pen and ink and to write it, and a beautiful, and a sofer who's very good. The Korcha B'Sharai Nine, also, you should tie it with beautiful silks. Abba Shalomer, Van Veil, Vedomela. He says Van Veil, as Lashon Rashi points out, is the Lashon Van Veil is Ani Vehu, that I should be like Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Ma hu chanun v'rachum afata heye chanun v'rachum. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, so too, you should be merciful as well, and that's what we learn out from this account. Why is it not similar to the to be carved to Kosh Baruch Hu, right? The lachta mitrachav to the ma'ar racham achanu. That's the shaila. Why the midah? But we don't have time to get into the chiluk of it. Mark things now. Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says ha mani. So who's the tana? Rav Yossi. This again. We're trying to figure out who's the tana that holds that we don't go back for the tzitzit sheni ma'akvin on Shabbos. The Gemara says it must be Rav Yossi to stand bench near ba'alil bench shalom ba'alil mechana lavis a Shabbos. Rav Yossi when near ba'alil in mechana lavis a Shabbos. What's going on here? When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the hilchos of kiddush achodesh. So we used to have it al pi ra'iyah that the edim used to come to the base of Migdash. So this would be doch a Shabbos. That if there was the edim even on Shabbos, they saw the new moon, they'd have to run to the base of Mikdash and clarify when they saw the new moon in order the base of Mikdash to Chodesh. So now, whether according to the Tanakhama, whether it's clearly visible to everyone or it's not clearly visible to everyone, because if it's clearly visible to everyone, but Pasha, someone else who's closer, doesn't go outside of Tchum Shabbos and violate Shabbos, is going to be going. So you might not have to go. The Tanakhama says, no, Mikdash Shabbos, you'd go no matter what. However, Biosi limits it. He says, only if the new moon is visible to everyone in Mikdash Shabbos, you would not, in fact, go back, because it's definitely clear that someone closer to you and someone who's not going to have to violate Tchum Shabbos is going to be able to go. So you don't have to go. So apparently we see Rabbi Yossi is holding the fact that you're going to go is limited, and so too when you're going to limit something over here when it comes to this, Rabbi Yossi wonders exactly what's the time over here. There was the shaila of where you're going to mechal Shabbos. What does it have to do with being mechal Shabbos, going back for Hidra Mitzvah? So Rabbi Yossi says that at the end of the day it's the sheikhos of how far we're willing to take it to be docha the Shabbos. So since Rabbi Yossi is very limiting, maybe it would be very limiting as well. And the Gemara says no, maybe over there that there in general it's dechuya that a person is going and violating Shabbos to violate the din of Tchum Shabbos. However, when it comes to this, about halacha, the nidla, Tchum Shabbos, fundamentally, the mitzvah of Mila is hutra on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it. You're fully allowed to do it. Hachanami, so too over here. You would be allowed to violate Shabbos in order to go back and do the tzitzin or ena ma'akvin, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara finally says, who is this? It must be the Rabbanan who disagree with regards to lechem upon him with Rabbi Yossi. When it comes to the Mishnah, it tells us arba kodim nechas in the Mishnah, I think nachos, that each Shabbos four karnam would enter would go into the ulam to see where the lechem upanim, the shulchan was, you have a table where the lechem upanim was, the bread was. Shnayim biyadam shnei sedarim, so they'd have two of them carrying their hands, the two arrangements of the lechem upanim. Shnayim biyadam shnei bazichin, and two of them had two spoons of the right. They used to have the what they have over there, the lavona, not the lavona. They would have something. They have a part of the good smelling thing. Forgot the name of it. So then you would have that. And four of the kohanim would go before them. Shnayim tol shnei sedarim. So two of them would take the lechem upanim. Shnayim tol shnei bazichin, and two of them would take two spoons. Hamichnasim only mitzafon of neim ledarim. And so the ones who would bring it in from the north side, they would go to the table to the south side. And those who are standing on the other side side, they would go this, facing the north side. They would dafka when these ones are placing it out. So the other ones on the other side of the table, they would dafka be putting it down. Meaning it shouldn't stand there even because it says lechem lefanei tamid. It should be in front of me tamid. Oh, the pasuk about to say tefachah shalzav zeh b'tzal tefachah zeh mishum shenemar lefanei shem tamid. To make sure you should do this weird order to make sure everyone's pulling it out as the other one is doing it, because you make sure it's continuous. There shouldn't be a second where the bread wasn't on the shulchan. So the, Rabbi Yossi says, no, ain't afilo not the emel manichin. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you do it, and only later the Kohanim will do it, later, after the Tamid, that's still considered continuous. So what comes out is the Rabbanan who argue on this, they hold the Imamish need continuous. So when the Mila is stopped, it's no longer considered part of the process of the Mila, therefore you don't go back for Tzitzah Shein HaMakvin. However, Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Lechor over here would hold that it's okay, but Pashas by Mila, he would also say that it's okay, but our Mishnah is following, that Braisa rather, is following Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Mark continues that Tanar Rabbanan, Mehalkatin is a Mila. So you're allowed to complete the mitzvah milah to cut off the tzitzin that are ma'akev on the milah. If you don't do the tzitzin that are ma'akev on Shabbos, you're going to be punished with karis. Gemara says, money. Who is this opinion? Marav Kana Uman. It must be that we're talking about the expert Moel who is only doing a partial milah. So the Gemara says, maskev for a papa. So Uman lemalahu an avde pagad mitzvah. So let the Uman say, I'm halfway there. I'll do the other half later. What do you mean? Why did I violate Shabbos? Asun avde pagad mitzvah. I'm doing the first half. You should do the second half, and there would be no issue. I haven't violated Shabbos. And Rav Papa Gadol. Rav Papa says the Bryce is specifically of a Gadol who is only partially circumcised and never did the other half. He didn't take care of the tzitzin and ma'akev. They're ma'akev the milah, and it's as if he didn't do the mitzvah milah. Therefore, he's going to be chayav karis. That's what we're referring to. Gemara says, "Maskel Ravashi, Gadol be'edak sibei varal asachar le'demal." If that's ma'akev the milah, and the guy is just someone who hasn't completed the mitzvah milah, that's pashut that it should be considered as if he's an arel, and an arel knows it's a chayav karis. The Bryce wouldn't need to teach me this. So Gemara says, "Therefore, elam Ravashi lo olam uman." Really, we're talking about an expert mohel. Going to asav benashmashos to Shabbos. He did it right before the shkia on Shabbos. So they said to you, you don't have mesavka. You don't have enough time to do the milah. You're not going to have time. You're going to violate Shabbos now. On Erev Shabbos. So the mitzvah, it was on Friday, and he did it right before the shkia of Shabbos, as this Shabbos was coming in. And so for you, you doesn't think you're going to be chayav karis for it. But I'm going to know. I know I could do it. They said no. It's 100%. You don't have time. There's a half a minute till the shkia, or really till Tzitzis, because of the Vayda Laila. So whatever it was, you're not allowed to do it. It's going to be Shabbos. Gemara says, but Avid lo is topic. So he did it, and he didn't do it in time. So therefore, he's going to be chayav karis. You see from over here that if you do something, even if you may have, you thought another way, but you were forewarned that you can't do it, the Rambam writes, Pashas, you would be still chayav karis, and that's not going to be considered shogeg because they warned you that this would not work. Mark continues that Moses in here, we're going to draw the blood. Someone doesn't do Matzitza, doesn't draw the blood, it's a danger, and we're going to remove him. He's not allowed to be the mole anymore. That's everyone agrees you have to do Matzitza. The Shaila is, can you do it with Pepe or not? Can you get out of doing Pepe? Not so much our discussion, but Lamaisa, that's a big Shaila. If it's a danger nowadays, then you shouldn't be doing it. If it's not a danger, then it would. Pashas, to keep the minute. Pshita, so it's obvious that since we violate Shabbos because of the blood, it must be that it's a danger, and therefore anyone who doesn't do this should be removed. The Gemara answers, "Ma the same adamum of kabakin." We can assume that the blood is considered as if it's stored up, and therefore, if it's stored up, the blood is considered connected to the body in a which way that we would assume that if you make a wound, maybe that wouldn't be a violation of the halacha on Shabbos. Kamash malan chabur mechaber. So the Gemara says that therefore we're learning out that it's chabur mechaber that's considered drawn out and it's causing a wound. And be iser. That's the shadow we saw. Is the iser of chabura mitad etilas neshama as Rashi wants to tie, or maybe it's mefarik as the Rambam wants to suggest. Zumidas al kachaman. It's going to be similar to the case of drawing blood as the bandage, and when it comes to the bandage of Kumin, that what that when you don't put on the bandage, it's going to be a danger to the body and to the baby, and therefore it's going to be permitted. So to over here, when it comes to drawing the blood, if it doesn't do so in a way that's going to be dangerous, it will be dangerous. So therefore, we're going to allow the person to do it in this manner, because otherwise it would be dangerous. Okay, Ad Kan, we'll pick up a note and let us spell it to Mirza Hashem tomorrow.